Welcome to Your Highness Podcast, a show where we get comfortable with the uncomfortable, uncover areas of cannabis where accessibility and inclusiveness are lacking, and elevate conversations about ways to affect real change in this space, with a specific focus on folks who identify as women. Welcome to Your Highness Podcast. This is your host, Diana Crash, and today I am joined with a very special guest co-host, Lauren Forsch. Did I say that correctly? I know, every time I say it, I'm like, I don't think I said that correctly. CEO of Popped.nyc. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And we're going to begin this episode, as we do every episode, with our fave pot, fave not pot. And that's where each of us talk about our fave cannabis-related item at the moment and our favorite non-cannabis-related item. So I'm going to start, as I always do, if that's okay with you, Lauren. I should have you say hi first, right?
It's all good. I'm happy to zone out. I'm happy to jump in. I like to talk and hear myself talk a lot too. So
I like to talk. I don't like to hear myself talk. That's why I don't really listen to the podcast.
I decided that it was I decided I had to listen to myself and so that I would get over it and decide that I liked it.
I like that. I'm getting there. I did listen to myself when I had to do a commercial. So, you know, one step at a time. So anyway, back to what we were talking about, the current fave pot item and mine. We mentioned this in the last episode, but my favorite item is by Bedtanicals, and it's CBD infused massage oil. And it's really amazing. That's all I can really say about it. It's, lightweight. It smells really good. It can be used for other things, not just for massages. So definitely check out bedtanicals.com and I'll be linking that in the show notes. What's your fave pot item, Lauren?
Well, I'm actually on the same tag, and I know I should probably talk about someone else's product. I'm going to go right for the cheap trick here. My favorite is our CBD body butter.
Ooh.
It's all natural. It's 6 ingredients, and it, you can use it for other things besides massaging. Like, I'll just go out and say, I'm just going to go say you can use it as lube.
Oh, really? I actually did not think about that. I used your body butter. I only received the sample, but I'm going to get the bigger because I really liked it a lot. It was awesome for my hands.
And you know, we have a referral program, so you can link to that as well.
A what program?
A referral program where you get dollars for every person who comes to comes through your link.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How can people sign up for that?
Well, why don't you sign up? We'll get you signed up and then we'll give you the link. And then it's called our Pain Points program and it's on the bottom left of our website. And, you know, if they could use your code, that would be great for you. You would get a $10 referral bonus and the person would be get a 10% off their first purchase.
And wow. That's awesome.
And then everybody can be an influencer.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been called one before, but I'm definitely not, but I'll try. I'll try it.
I think we have to change the way we think about it. Influencer can be both a job and it can be a characteristic of a person, right?
That's true.
So you're probably a natural influencer. That's why you've decided to do a talk show and get your message out to the world. And then you bump up with other natural influencers. But now, as us women of a certain age, I guess, I'm not calling you old.
Oh, I am.
Women in their 40s and older, it's a technology phase, right? It's a
right.
First generation thing. So I think for us, we're just learning. We've always been influencers. You just used to call different words like gossip.
Yeah. Yeah, or bad influence, which right. I've been called before, you know, whatever. Anyway.
Exactly. That's subjective.
Yes.
It's influence.
You say bad influence. I say a good time. I know how to enjoy life, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go anywhere that would have me, right?
Exactly. I say that way too often, but yes, I agree 100%. So my fave not pot item is a book, because I'm in a book club right now, a virtual book club. And I actually picked this one out by myself, but it's on the list. And it's by Janet Mock. It's called Redefining Realness. And it is just basically, I guess you would call it a memoir. Yeah. But it's definitely, definitely worth checking out. She writes in such a way where it feels like it's fiction, you know? So you get really lost in it. And, yeah, I think that, it's definitely recommended on my end. So anyway, so what's your fave not pot?
Well, right now I'm super into this necklace that I have. It's a lace collar and it looks a lot like RBG's.
Ooh.
And I have to tell you that it was my grandmother's. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was ever anything like very special. Like, it's very intricately woven. Mm-hmm. But if you're a craft person, they probably were like, oh, you know, this is a nice piece, but not like anything super intense. But somebody definitely, it's hand done. And somebody spent a couple hours making this piece. And so it's wow. really very simple, but also kind of remarkable to have a beaded collar of lace, to look like a lace collar. And the crazy thing is it's at least 40 years old.
Wow.
And about a month ago, before RGB passed, I took it out, and I always took it out and always put it on. And I actually probably didn't wear it because of RBG, because I didn't get it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I thought, why would she look in this way or whatever? And now,
right.
Yeah, I get her message, and I feel proud to be, under her judgeship for as long as we were.
Yeah.
So anyway, sure. So I recently wore that and took the tag off.
Uh-huh. Wow.
After like 40 years. So wow. That's my favorite item right now.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That has a lot of like history and everything. That's amazing.
I feel like everything should have a little bit of a before and after to it, you know, because if you're just getting the right here and right now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Everything is too old and too new to just be singular.
That's true.
I crack myself up.
That's all that matters at the end of the day. So, Lauren, not going to say for sure again. So today we're going to talk about something that is really impacting small businesses in a negative way. And that is accessibility to traditional banking and payment processing services. Why don't you talk about your experience a little bit and how that's impacting popped.nyc?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking it down so quickly.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm making a joke. We got serious and I can't keep up. Hold on. Okay. So it's been very challenging. I'd say I was very lucky because I had a business set up before I had a CBD business. Mm-hmm. And so I already had an account, a bank account, a PayPal account, a credit card account. I was able to do all these things and easily get into the market. Okay. So just first off, if you're looking to start a new business, don't start a CBD business for banking purposes.
Right.
You can be in any number of businesses and still sell CBD.
Right.
So just tip number one. And then because we've had difficulty with credit card processors, we were actually using someone that we knew they didn't allow CBD, but we were flying under the radar, and that felt comfortable to us because it is a gray area, and I have to be an opportunist in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So about 6 weeks ago, they said, hey, we're on to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they shut down my credit card processing, and that was on September 5th. And so since then, I've been scrambling to get new processors, and it's really, it's invasive. It is similar to getting a mortgage for your home. The amount of paperwork that you have to do is incredible. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you were to start any other business today, you would just go on, like if you were a maker, which I am, you would just go on, create a Square account, and in 15 minutes to 24 hours, you'd be set up and taking payments. And
right.
So because we're CBD, we have to go through a third party screening, and they ask for a lot of information that really, I'm lucky that I have because of having this prior business. I think, you know, just that being said, there's always a way in, right? But I think it's gotten a lot harder. And so luckily I had a few creditors say, hey, we don't even take businesses that are under $10,000 a month. And I said, well, we're just there. So, you know, please take us, because they were like, assumed we were brand new. So, but they're not only wanting to do, oh, this is breaking news that's actually affecting our story right here. I just got word that I signed up for something called Afterpay, and they will not accept us.
No.
Yeah.
That's such a great service, too.
What I was really excited about that is because it also helps our customers who, you know, don't
can't afford everything right now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's not my favorite.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm really going to have to do some research about this some more, because I think not only is it affecting businesses in like the financial, say, like obviously, you know, people can't just process things just in an easy way.
Right.
But then like when you think about buyer behavior, I've been thinking about this a lot because another friend of mine is experiencing the problem, and she's only selling merchandise off of her website, right?
Right.
I mean, there's nothing involved with the plant and her products, but because she has the language on her website,
right?
PayPal stopped letting her use their services, and so what happens now, and I know it happens with you as well, you have to invoice people after the fact. Like you have to put something in the cart and then invoice them. And
right.
That makes people think about it more, right? Which a lot of times might make them not buy the thing. Even if they were already sure they wanted to buy it, a lot of times buyer behavior is like, well, all right, at least for me, because I'm one of those people that like overthinks things way too much. So I might go, well, do I really need this right now?
Right. You know? And I think that's definitely true. And what we're doing is discouraging people who already have anxiety, who overthink everything, who are just finally about to do something to take care of themselves and stop that. And we're keeping them from making the process easy.
Right.
Here's the way you can get affordable health care in your mailbox. And we just can't make it easy for people. And there's so many reasons why you have to follow the money.
Right. And that's another thing. Recently, I attended a virtual summit where the speaker in the session was saying that the big companies, like the really big companies in cannabis, aren't having the same issues because the banks are making so much money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really only affecting the smaller businesses.
Well, yeah, I don't know which big companies are taking credit cards and which aren't.
Right.
There are third-party companies that pop up. So what I noticed about this versus like when I've had a retail store and there are third-party, it used to be that a third-party merchant processor was kind of typically how the industry went. And then because of Square, really, they revamped the industry and just said, hey, we'll set one price and, you know, for small businesses. And they're the ones actually leading the way for CBD businesses as well. And I'm working on getting approved with them, but they, you know, it keeps coming back to you're making this medical claim. And I'm really trying not to make any medical claims, but you can't even put a quote from
a customer
They
can. Isn't that the most bonkers thing of it all? Let's talk about that for a bit, because I don't think people who don't sell these products don't understand this, right? You can't say anything. Your testimonials, which is gold right now in digital marketing and in this type of space that we're in. I mean, you have to look at testimonials when you're in a new industry and people don't know about the plant that much, right? That's what they focus on. They look at reviews and things like that. And so if people can't even say, this really helped with my back pain or, you know,
well,
my eczema or whatever it is.
I agree. I do think that it's a disservice to people that we can't do it, but I think it's kind of good to say, hey, let's not just look at CBD, but let's look at all the places where we're getting in the way of people's health and also where we're not doing enough to get in the way of people harming themselves, whether it comes from trying to put more things forward that are I'm sorry, I lost my thread. I just think that things should be allocated slightly differently. I think that obviously that, you know, there's too much resources going into keeping us from doing things instead of helping us do things. Like,
right.
What if we just said, okay, I mean, I know guidelines are being written and laws are being made, mm-hmm. but there really needs to be this is time for micro politics, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where people can really get involved at a small level and say, oh, no, we're just going to allow this and we're going to support our local cannabis businesses and, you know, work with small banks somehow and figure out how to get them to maybe win back some local business by offering secured funding, you know, funding to, like, you know, come in, meet the person, say, okay, well, yeah, your industry seems shady, but let's look at some things behind that. And I don't think my industry is shady, but that's what they're saying. That, like,
right. Well, because they're not interested in taking apart the stigma or anything like that. I feel like that the interests are so obvious right now. You know, it isn't really about the betterment of our society, because if they were, they would be making these options available. But now it's like so clear. They don't want healthcare to be available like that. Like you just said earlier about how we could actually take healthcare into our own hands. What would that cause, right? I mean, that would destroy everything for them. Them being, you know, the big, the big industries that are, you know, keeping the smaller people from thriving in any industry, not just cannabis, but especially.
Well, that's right, interesting. Now. I don't think it's keeping us from thriving. I just think it doesn't let us into the, because you can still always go back to traditional ways of doing things, which is ringing people up in person, which is very big in the cannabis community anyway. It just cannot scale, and you therefore cannot compete with a larger company. You have to really keep climb. You know, it's a manual climb. If that makes sense.
Not really. I sort of, but I get what you're saying, but like I also have just been hearing so many people say that they can't get to the next step because there's just every angle is there.
Well,
that's exactly
what I'm saying. Like you're stuck, but you know, together we can build a human pyramid or something and hoist each other over. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen is that companies will combine mm-hmm. and therefore have more leverage again, you know, with a credit card company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and there are different options popping up all over the place. I mean, just a quick Google search. There are some other like PayQuick. I know that's one that's a big, that's not a big company, but it's one that's been around for a little while, I know. But like you were saying earlier, there are a lot of steps that you have to go through a lot of times when it comes to these alternative banking solutions.
Correct.
So it's just not really accessible, I don't feel, to an entrepreneur who has limited access. You know, I feel like there just has to be more conversation surrounding this and not just like, oh, well, that's just how it is. You know, I mean, I know that there are people that are doing work and trying to change this for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
But I also think that some people are just like, well, what do you expect? You know, it's cannabis. And I think that's why we have to continue to have these conversations, because it does affect your bottom line every month.
You know, I'd say that we lost about 50% of our online business in the last month.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, people just may, I think our customers will come back to us eventually. You know, we have had people starting to email us and say, hey, your site's down, can I order through you? Like, oh, I thought it'd be fixed. And, you know, but they're waiting, you know, weeks to.
Do you feel like you have to pivot a lot more when it comes to your promotion and marketing and things like that because of this?
No, I do think that I'm very careful not to write any blogs right now.
Right.
And then one company wanted to actually monitor not only my content on my web, which is a freedom of speech violation. I mean,
whoa.
It is, but it isn't, because they're providing a service to me. So it's a handcuff thing.
So they wanted to do that for banking?
Banking says you can't make any medical claims on your website. So they're
oh, right. Oh, okay. So they want to monitor that, is what you're saying.
They want to monitor that. And some of them want to monitor your Instagram as well.
Whoa. Wow, I didn't know it was that intrusive.
Yeah.
Wow. That is very, very scary, I think. I would be terrified. Because, I mean, what's to say you don't make the wrong, you know, statement? They could say anything is the wrong statement with right. the way things are written right now, you know?
Yeah, they could shut down my business with no reason. So wow. if I annoy our president, you know, they could be like, oh, no.
Wow.
Medical yeah. thing.
That's just terrifying. And I mean, I'm in the market of trying to make things creatively worded and things like that to get around it. But it becomes almost impossible at a certain point when you're trying to describe. You can't even explain what your product does, you know? You're so tied at the, you know, like your hands are so tied. I can't think of another way to say it. It's just, it's difficult agree. For everyone. It's not just, you know, it's not just the business owners, because the people that are in the ancillary businesses, you know, the people who do the marketing and content creation and all of that surrounding it, they can only do so much as well. And so it's just like, how can we actually take this to the next level? And make, you know, have it the right focus with the smaller businesses and not get them, you know, drown out, for lack of a better word.
Right. Well, one of our pillars of our business is to educate people. And we really have to be careful in what we can educate them on. One of the credit card processors didn't want me to use the word cannabis or marijuana. And it's propaganda. Like, that's
right.
Like,
that is so
how do I not use, they're just words.
Right.
I'm not saying you should go do something. I'm not saying what you should do with it. I'm just explaining it. It's really, the censorship is.
That's wild. And to think about, I, you know, about 7 years ago was writing for a medical company where I was writing about oxycodone, and I was saying all different things about what it could do and what it did do. And there was no one checking up on me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, to think about that. And I was writing about overdoses and things like that. And it's like, just the dichotomy there. It's like, I could write anything about a pill that kills thousands of people every year.
And you could write about how delicious it was and how it made you happy.
Yeah, I can say anything about it, really. I've written about it in a lot of different ways, you know, and I've never had any pushback or anything. Anytime I write about cannabis, even if it's a cannabis publication, sometimes I have to put the, you know, warning in there and all mm-hmm. of this, even though I fully don't believe it, because I know it's not true a lot of the times. And it's just, I don't know. It's very discouraging, but all we can do is keep talking about it and making noise about it.
And
as much
right,
as we can.
This is a place where we can speak the truth.
Yes, exactly. because no one's paying me to do this. I don't have my hands tied by anyone.
now you're like, I've sneakily sponsored you by giving you the link so that people can buy our products. Yeah. Inception. Mwahaha.
Yeah. So talk about your Instagram live show. Do they monitor that as well?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, there are some alternatives, like I said, and I will link them in the show notes and also the Your Highness Medium channel, which is launching this week. So,
oh, congratulations. We'll where do find, how do we, what do we do?
Well, actually, it already launched. I'm lying. It's launched, but like officially, I'm going to do more this week. And I'll have the link in the show notes for that as well. Lauren, before we go, where can people find you? How can they support you both professionally and personally?
Well, thank you for asking. Professionally, you can find me at www.popped.nyc, or you can email me at lauren@popped.nyc. Find me on LinkedIn. I've even made a TikTok video for those of you who want to see me have a chipmunk voice. And then what I would ask for you personally is just to speak kindly. Whoever it's to. I sometimes forget, especially to a customer service representative from a credit card company. But they are humans too, and they are going through everything that we're all going through right now. We're all in it together. And not to say that it's not much harder for some of us than others. I am so grateful for all the privilege that I have, from, you know, the basics of having a place to sleep to so much beyond that.
Right.
And being able to be here today is a real privilege, and I appreciate it.
Right. So is there anything else you wanted to add, or?
We're starting a new campaign called How Do You Pop?
Oh, okay. So, cool.
Let us know how you use Popped, and it'll be fun.
Oh yeah. And your IG live as well. I know we just mentioned it.
It's all popped.nyc.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Lauren. And I'd love to have you back anytime.
You betcha. Well, let's hear how your husband's work is first.
He does a pretty good job. Otherwise I'd get rid of them and hire someone else. I'm just kidding. So until next time, stay high and beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at Your Highness Podcast or on Twitter at Highness Podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes and subscribe.